Heroic Australian Women in War. Astonishing Tales of Bravery from Gallipoli to Kokoda. Written by Susanna DeVries and read by Beverly Dunn. Escape from the Japanese. Their stressful experiences over the next 19 days were described by Mavis in a brave and lively letter to her parents. In the memoirs of Father Benson, Mavis comes across as an entertaining woman with a vivid turn of phrase, not easily afraid of anything. Father Benson records Mavis saying, "Golly, think of it. In the past 24 hours, I've seen a naval battle, been driven out of hearth and home, crossed the enemy lines, been lost in an impenetrable forest on the edge of a first-rate aerial bombardment. And now I'm one of the babes in the wood, me, who feared I was going to die without any adventure. Scrummy, scrummy. If I do die tonight, I've had a day's adventure anyhow. I wouldn't have missed it for anything." Her letter to her parents was written in pencil on a piece of crumpled notepaper from Father Benson's bag. Months later, as though by a miracle, the letter was discovered in the jungle. It reveals nothing of her own fears for her safety, but demonstrates her strength, her courage, her altruism, and concern for the peace of mind of her parents. "Dearest Mummy, darling, I know how terribly worried you all must be, but if thoughts can comfort, I know you must be comforted. Father Benson, May, and I are in a little hideout in the bush, and indeed are doing what probably few white men have done before, living deep in the heart of the Papuan jungle. On Sunday, July 19, Sergeant Hewitt and Signals Officer Palmer arrived at Gona on their way through from Buna, and as they had a few days to spare, decided to salvage the American plane, which had crashed on our station. As we had visitors at night, May and I dressed for dinner in our long frocks. Afterwards, as it was rather warm, we took the light and gramophone out under the palm trees on the lawn, where we talked and ate chocolate the boys had received in Comforts Fund's parcels. Tuesday passed as usual. I was examining the schools, and early in the afternoon I pressed my pretty blue georgette evening frock to wear that night. About 4:45 p.m., I heard yells from Lancelot, one of my pupil teachers. "Sister, sister, are you there? Oh, sister," a courtesy title commonly used for medical and teaching staff, "come quickly." As he ran up the path from the beach, I simply could not believe my eyes. There were four big ships not far out to sea and another two on the skyline. Then the boats farther out opened fire on those nearer the beach, burst after burst of shell fire, until the ground shook with the explosions. Then ensued a most thrilling naval battle. The warships, both ours and Japan's, seeming to move around like tiny boats, they were so quick. Then the transports put down dinghies and men got into them, so we decided we'd better move to a healthier spot. We rushed up to the house, grabbed a box and flung as much as we could into it. Our nicest dresses, some undies, comb, toothbrushes, soap, shoes, etc. The soldiers had meanwhile gone up the beach. Our mission boys were so frightened, but so brave, and carried our things for us along the only road we could take, the mission road to Kokoda.